in the limelight.
At the moment, we have no pan-variant vaccine for any endemic virus. Researchers have long dreamed of a universal vaccine that would make flu epidemics less lethal, and there are now promising signs that it could be possible. The design principle for a universal COVID vaccine would follow similar lines. We have prepared for you an article written by Philip Ball. The piece is titled, "Will We Get a Single Variant-Proof Vaccine for COVID?" Recently, the British government announced additional vaccine booster jabs for the over 75s and suggested a further shot is likely to be needed in the autumn. But imagine if the next COVID vaccine jab you have were the last you would ever need. That's a dream being actively pursued now by researchers who feel it could be possible to make a universal vaccine against the SARS-CoV-2 virus that would work well not only against all existing variants, but any that the virus could plausibly mutate into in the future. Some are thinking even bigger. In January, two experts called for more research into universal coronavirus vaccines that would work not only against SARS-CoV-2, but against the many other coronaviruses in animal populations that have the potential to spill over into humans and cause future pandemics. They wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine, "We need a research approach that can characterize the global coronaviral universe in multiple species," adding, "and apply this information in developing broadly protective universal vaccines against all coronaviruses." Is that just a fantasy? Not necessarily. Larry Corey, a virologist and vaccine expert at the University of Washington in Seattle, says, "After all, many considered it fanciful when the pandemic first began, that we've had a vaccine against COVID-19 in less than a year. But experience has proved that as we, as a research community, can pull together and do remarkable things." The current vaccines were developed against the original ancestral variant of SARS-CoV-2. They still work remarkably well against the new variants in preventing severe disease. Larry Corey says that even against the Delta variant, there seems to be about a 90-fold difference in the death rate between vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. But the Omicron variant has caused alarm by its ability to transmit faster than the others and to infect vaccinated people. Although very few such individuals develop serious symptoms from Omicron, it can actively suppress the immune defenses that vaccination, as well as natural infection, activate. Variants acquire changes to the chemical structure of the viral proteins through random mutations when the virus replicates that give them some comparative advantage, say improved transmissibility. Many of these changes happen on the so-called spike protein, which sticks out of the virus shell and latches on to proteins in the membranes of human cells, creating a point of attachment and attack. Omicron has an alarming number of such mutations, showing how much capacity SARS-CoV-2 has to spring surprises. One answer is to adapt the vaccines to the variants. If, as widely expected, SARS-CoV-2 eventually becomes endemic in the population, constantly circulating at a low level like flu and cold viruses, but with the potential to produce an epidemic outbreak, the vaccines could be tailored to whatever variant are currently in circulation. This is more or less what happens with flu. Each season's flu vaccine is based on a best guess of what the season's strains are likely to be. That's all very well, except that Omicron has shown how rapidly a significantly new variant of the coronavirus can appear and spread globally. Pfizer and Moderna are now working on a vaccine tailored to Omicron. But even if this can be made and tested within a few months, that may be too late. So a universal vaccine that can protect against all the variants could be preferable. Kayvon Mojarred, who leads a team seeking to develop one at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Silver Springs, Maryland, says, "We need a vaccine that has potential to protect broadly and proactively against multiple coronavirus species and strains." At the moment, researchers are mostly striving for a relatively modest target of hitting just a subset of the coronavirus universe, typically to stimulate an immune response against a part of the spike protein called the receptor binding domain, or RBD, shared by SARS, SARS-CoV-2, and closely related bat coronaviruses. The receptor binding domain is the part of the spike protein that latches on to the host cells. Although some of the variants have small mutations in their receptor binding domain, its chemical structure doesn't change much. Create a strong immune response to the RBD, the receptor binding domain, and it could work against any virus in this family. Kayvon Mojarred's team began phase 1 clinical trials, looking just at the safety of their pan-variant vaccine in April of 2021. It uses a tiny nanoparticle called ferritin, a natural protein that stores iron atoms in the body, studded with many copies of the SARS-CoV-2 receptor binding domain. It has been long known that many copies of an antigen in a single vaccine particle elicit a stronger immune response than a single copy does. The Institute is cagey about releasing details of its progress until its clinical trial data has been published. However, in December, the team published results showing that the ferritin vaccine confers good protection in macaque monkeys, not only against the ancestral form of SARS-CoV-2, but also against the alpha, beta, gamma, and delta variants, and the original SARS virus. Barton Haynes of the Duke University School of Medicine in North Carolina is taking a similar approach with receptor-binding domains, studded ferritin-based nanoparticles. Last May, he and his co-workers reported a candidate vaccine that protected macaques against SARS-CoV-2, SARS, and some SARS-like bat coronaviruses. Very recently, they showed that it generates a good immune response against the Delta and the Omicron variants as well. Barton Haynes says they hope to start human clinical trials in the end of 2022. If they work out, he thinks, it might take a year or two before the vaccine is ready for use, depending on whether it's deemed different enough from those we have already to warrant another large-scale Phase 3 clinical trial before being approved. These efforts might yield a vaccine resistant to all SARS-CoV-2 variants, but in principle, such approaches might have an even wider scope, offering the universal coronavirus vaccines that researchers have called for. Barton Haynes says that would probably entail finding the crucial receptor-binding domains for other families and adding those onto the particles too. That's the beauty of the nanoparticle approach. It can readily incorporate a variety of protein fragments into a so-called multivalent vaccine. Finding the right protein fragments could mean combing through the thousands of coronaviruses known to infect wild animals such as bats, civet cats, and raccoon dogs, as well as the 4 coronaviruses already endemic in human populations and which cause mild cold-like respiratory symptoms. It would be a huge task, but now we know the awful dangers such coronaviruses, which include those that cause outbreaks of SARS in 2003 and MERS in 2012, pose, the investment would be cheap compared to the economic and social harm it might prevent. Barton Haynes hopes it might ultimately be possible for a single jab to protect against all coronaviruses for up to 5 to 10 years. Of course, no one can be sure what the fiendishly ingenious COVID-19 virus has in store for the future. Larry Corey says, the first axiom of infectious disease is never underestimate your pathogen. The rapidity with which we've got 4 major variants in 2.5 years is unprecedented and surprising. One wouldn't bet against this virus. But even viruses have limits. For example, despite Omicron's extensive set of mutations, Vir's sotrovimab still works against it. Skip Virgin, chief scientific officer of San Francisco-based Vir Biotechnologies, which is working with GlaxoSmithKline on vaccine development, says viruses can change some things but have a really hard time changing others. There are some things a virus just can't get away with changing. If you can find them, you're in business. He says, I'm optimistic that we can generate a vaccine that will give truly broad protection.